Senate Committee on Veterans Emergency Preparedness will come to order. Colleagues, we have four public hearings we're going to go through today. We're actually going to just go right down the list and take testimony on each of them, and then we'll consider them during the week. So for those of you out there, we take public testimony in the first week, and then we actually do a work session in the second week. I see one of the representatives, Better Halfs, back there. So is he planning on coming and testifying?
He is, but we're going to let he's in committee. They have to be able to the vote so they can get it through.
Okay. So what we may do if we run out of time on one is just hold that hearing open and carry it forward. So with that, we're going to open a public hearing at HB 2100. Council, if you would, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2100 designates a portion of U.S. High 20 between Newport, Oregon, and the Idaho state line, the Oregon Medal of Honor Highway, directs installation and maintenance of signage by the Oregon Department of Transportation at rest areas and turnarounds identifying individual Medal of Honor recipients as specified, prohibits the use of public funds, and takes effect the 91st day after signing the item. There is an A2 amendment that changes the number of wards from 7 to 8, changes the number of communities associated with the recipient from 11 to 12, lists each state through which Highway 20 travels, changes the number of accredited recipients from 1,987 to 1,947, changes the percentage of total recipients honored from about 50 to about 55%, replaces signs with signs or markers, and makes installation of signage at rest areas and turnouts discretionary, replaces the year of the receipt of the award with the name of the war or campaign, and requires ODOT to add future recipients. Also requires ODOT to include images of the medals, and for the signage at rest areas or turnouts to include quick response codes to be accessed and be accessible to disabled persons.
Are you going to talk about all four bills?
I'm going to open a concurrent public hearing on HCR 1, HCR 9, and HCR 10. And Mr. Tobias, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Chair Boquist and distinguished committee members, I am Dick Tobiasen, chairman of the Bend Heroes Foundation, a nonprofit 501c3 organization in Bend, honoring veterans and first responders. I'm a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel, Master Army Aviator, a two-tour Vietnam veteran, a member of the American Legion, Military Officers Association of America, Military Order of the Purple Heart, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and Vietnam Veterans of America. Mr. Robert D. Maxwell, a director of Bend Heroes Foundation, and at 96 years young, is our nation's oldest living Medal of Honor recipient. He had planned to testify today. He cannot be with us today as he's had gallbladder surgery and he's in physical therapy, and he wishes you his best, but he hopes that you will pass all of these measures today. It is an honor for me to testify to you today in support of HB 2100A2, designating U.S. Highway 20 as the Oregon Medal of Honor Highway, HCR 1-2 designating 12 Oregon cities and communities as Medal of Honor city or community, and HCRs 9 and 10 honoring Mr. Robert D. Maxwell and commending Bend Heroes Foundation. On February 16th, 2000, I'm going to skip some of this to make it short so we can look at some slides here.
Okay.
We thank Representative John Huffman, Representative Jane Wisnett, and Senator Tim Knope for their leadership sponsoring HB 2100A2 and HCR 1-2 and previous legislation honoring veterans with memorial highways across Oregon. We thank this committee for adopting several revisions to HB 2100A and HCR 1 that we requested. 2 years ago, on April 28, 2015, I testified to this very committee in support of HB 2036, designating three more border-to-border highways honoring more of Oregon's war veterans on U.S. Highway 101, U.S. Highway 395, and Interstate 5. Bend Heroes Foundation requested that legislation. This committee unanimously supported, as did your counterpart committee in the House, in the full House, Oregon House and Senate. I'm pleased to tell you that HB 2036 has been fully implemented with the installation of 32 signs along these highways at a cost of about $28,000, all raised by veterans. Thank you, Chair Boquist, for your very kind letter of January 6, 2016 to me on the dedication of the Persian Gulf Afghanistan Iraq Veterans Memorial Highway sign. That is the first one in the United States. First one. No one's ever done that before. Thus, I'm going to show you a slide of what the five highways look like. You can see World War I is the red line on the right, 10 signs in there from California to the Columbia River. The blue line in the middle is U.S. Highway 97 honoring World War II veterans. And the next red line to the left is Interstate 5 honoring Korean War veterans and Purple Heart recipients. And the last one is the Persian Gulf. Oregon has given our most beautiful highway to our youngest combat veterans. Interstate 84 is a Vietnam Veterans Highway. So our vision of honoring Oregon's nearly 500,000 veterans who served, the 6,022 who died, and the 15,000 who were wounded during five major wars over the last 100 years has been accomplished with the installation of 67 signs on those five major highways across Oregon. Now I'm going to show you a series of slides. There's the World War I highway. And of course, there are no World War I veterans living anywhere in the world. This is the World War II highway on 97, up near the intersection of 84, the Vietnam Highway. And Representative Wisman, would you?
No, go ahead.
So those four gentlemen there are World War II veterans that my son and I took on honor flight trips. We have, completing our program over 7 years, we've honored 548 World War II veterans with free four-day trips to Washington, D.C. over the last 7 years. So three of those guys are still alive. But that's what the sign looks like. I want you to notice that it has two panels. Okay, there are 18 signs on Highway 97. They all have the upper panel. The lower panel is dedicated to the World War II training facility at that site. So that's where the combat engineers trained across the Rhine River. That's the Korean War. Whoops, World War II. Yeah, that's Korean War on Interstate 84.
205.
That's the Purple Heart Trail sign on I-5. That's one of some signs are combined with the Korean War veterans, and some are standalone. But you notice that the Purple Heart medal is on there. That's the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Highway signs. And you'll notice that we've always, when we dedicate the signs, we obey what ODOT wants us to do, and that's to be safe and don't be on the highway when they're putting up signs. So we wait till they're all through, then we have group photos. These are the veterans who paid for the signs. That's on Interstate 84. And this is the Persian Gulf, Afghanistan-Iraq Highway on US 101. And you can see those are all older veterans because the young veterans are out busy working. But that's a pretty neat sign. So those are the three medals. And to do those signs on all those highways, we've raised about $70,000 to $71,000, about that ballpark. We had a great time, a great relationship with ODOT installing the signs and where they went and what the sequence that we put them in. ODOT designated a single program manager for us to work with across all the districts and regions, so that worked out great. And that kept, and they kept track of the banking, and that's what I collect the money, and then I sent it to ODOT. And then, and when they, we had the right amount of money, they'd go out and install signs. So it worked out very well. There are three different versions of the Medal of Honor. The one on the left is the Army, the one in the center is the Navy, and of course the Marines, being part of the Navy, would get the Navy Medal of Honor, and so would the Coast Guard, they would get the Navy version. And the Air Force is on the far right. And by the way, it's the largest, Colonel. It's a beautiful thing. So Oregon's 26 Medal of Honor recipients earned the medal during eight wars in 10 countries, including this country, including our own country in the Civil War, over 108 years, beginning with the Civil War and ending with Vietnam. I presume you've seen the Medal of Honor exhibit out by the flagpoles out here. You'll see an image of that in a moment. The honors to these war veterans, future recipients connected with Oregon, and Medal of Honor recipients from other states traveling in Oregon would be accomplished with the installation of ODOT-approved Oregon Medal of Honor highway signs in 450 miles of U.S. Highway 20 between Newport, Oregon, with a 3,365-mile U.S. highway across America begins, and Oregon's border with Idaho. Oregon's 26, that's HB 2100A. Oregon's 26 recipients will be honored by name and by war and campaign on Medal of Honor City or community markers in or near the 12 cities across Oregon. Now, these are the wards on the left column, and horizontally are the cities to which those 26 are connected. There are actually 11 cities and one community. Agnes is unincorporated, so it would be a community Medal of Honor community. So there's 8 wards, 12 cities for the 26 recipients. So this is what the Medal of Honor Highway would look like. That's Highway 20 from Newport all the way to the to Nissa, where the boundary with the Snake River and Idaho. So this is what a sign could look like. Now, I showed you a picture of the World War II sign that had 2 panels. This is a 2-panel sign, has the 3 medals, and of course it's the smaller panels on top instead of the bottom. But it has the simplest text we could ever put on a sign, Oregon Medal of Honor Highway. This is what I want to thank ODOT for recommending that we put markers in rest stops, rest areas, and turnouts, and we had actually contemplated that using what we call the Idaho model. So this is a panel that would be in selected rest areas and turnouts along Highway 20, and I've looked at quite a few of them and have an idea where they would go spread across the state. You can see what it says. It's got the 3 images of the medal. It has the text on the criteria for getting the medal. I think everybody's familiar with above and beyond a call of duty, at risk of one's own life, and that sort of thing. And then it lists the wars and the names of the veterans. This is the Civil War on the left, for instance, and it has the dates 1861 to 1865, and it lists alphabetically the 4 recipients from Oregon. And then you can continue on and you can see the other wars. And on the very bottom is a QR code, a quick response code, so a person with a cell phone could walk up, take an image of that, and then be referred to the Medal of Honor Society's website, where they could actually download and read the whole history of the Medal of Honor, see all the different versions of it over the years since President Lincoln signed it into law in 1863, and actually read the individual citations for any one of those recipients they want. And that, of course, that's the Highway 20 across the United States. Now, I'm affiliated with the Medal of Honor Foundation and the Medal of Honor Society because I'm Mr. Maxwell's agent, and they are aware of what we're doing here. And I think what we'd like to see eventually is this model in Oregon. If we set a high enough standard, there's every reason to believe other states would follow. Highway 20 across the United States is 12 states, and they're home to 56% of all 3,500 awardees since 1863. So there's a good chance, I think, that we could set a high standard here in Oregon and see other states follow it all the way across to Boston, where I was born 82 years ago.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
That's an excellent idea. When we had the Vietnam War, highway, I had written Idaho wanting it to continue through there, and I couldn't get the state legislators to respond, but maybe something
well,
like this.
Well, let's talk about
would,
that. Yeah. When we did the Vietnam Highway in 84, you were here when we voted that bill in. We did the 17 signs on Highway 84. We Vietnam veterans went and talked to the legislature in Idaho and Utah, and we got it all the way through to the end of Idaho.
Oh, you did? Well, then I didn't know that.
Oh, yes,
that's
it's all
wonderful.
700 and something miles, but Oregon started it. So we're trying to get the other end of it on the East Coast, Pennsylvania, New York. We're trying to get the other end of it.
Awesome. Glad to hear that.
Yeah,
I thought nothing happened.
Yes, we probably should have kept you up to date on that. But isn't that a beautiful story? So I'm a Purple Heart recipient, and we tried to get a Purple Heart trail across the United States, and people didn't work together, and so it's disjointed. So we through 2036, we filled in the missing link between California and Washington and created the first Purple Heart trail from across the United States. It happens to go north-south instead of east-west, but it is the first. We're quite proud of that. Thank you for supporting us in that legislation. The city markers in those 12 cities, I don't call them signs. I'd rather call them a marker because they could be made out of granite, bronze, aluminum, not necessarily wood that you see on highway signs. But among the other features, the markers in the cities for each of the 26 recipients would have an image of the Medal of Honor. I'd like to have an image of the recipient or the grave. There are two that we don't have pictures of. And if you go outside and look at the flagpoles, you'll see there's an image of the recipient. And I'd like to put in there the citation, the full citation, Some of them are really short. Some are very long. That's easy to do. And I'd like people to, you know, this is an educational thing we're doing. And I'd like people to be able to go visit graves because we know where every grave is. And I think it would be neat if we could have a picture of the grave marker where we do not have a picture of the recipient themselves. And, of course, we'd have the QR code. And so the Medal of Honor Society is the authoritative source on anything to do with the Medal of Honor. If you go to the Medal of Honor Society and you want to look up Medal of Honor recipients, you can do it only by war. You cannot do it by year. So if you wanted the Indian campaigns, a Philippine insurrection, or a Spanish-American War, or World War I, you have to go into those titles. You do not get them by year. The beauty of US 20 is it goes through two Medal of Honor cities, Corvallis, Captain Edward Allworth, World War I. He graduated from what is now Oregon State University, goes off to war in France, gets the Medal of Honor, comes back, and they wanted someone to build a memorial union, so he got the job and he stayed there for 38 years. So why wouldn't we put his marker right there? He's buried in Corvallis, and so why wouldn't we put a marker for him at the university? So I actually am working with the veterans group at the university to promote that. It also passes through Bend, where Bob Maxwell lives. He's the only Medal of Honor recipient living in Oregon, and he's the oldest of all 76 living in the United States. So there are 76 from all wars, Korea, World War II, there's four left, Korea, Vietnam, and the Gulf Wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But Bob is the oldest and a dear friend to Representative Wisnett and myself. We've known him for 15 years, I guess, Jane, something like
that. At least.
12 other states have established Medal of Honor highways, and they run from 1 mile long to the longest in the United States, which is Idaho, 118 miles long, and you'll see a picture of it in a second. But it doesn't do what we want to do. It doesn't honor all Medal of Honor recipients in the state. Idaho has 46. They only honor 13, and the highway doesn't go border to border. It's just a state route, and it's only 118 miles long. Those are the Medal of Honor cities. That's Captain Allworth's marker right out front. And that's the kind of thing you would put at the university, but you'd put the image of his Medal of Honor, and you'd put the war he was in, because you'd have to read way into the text. If you're not a military person, you wouldn't know that's World War I, except for the dates. And then at the bottom, we'd probably have a dedication date or something like that. So we selected these Medal of Honor communities and cities based on fairly rigid criteria, and is that they had to have entered the service from there, they had to have, or they had to have lived there after they received the Medal of Honor, or they're buried there. Okay, so Oregon has 26 recipients meeting that criteria, and they're in Agnes, Bend, Corvallis, Eugene, Hood River, Medford, Oak Ridge, Richland, Jordan Valley, the Dalles, and if I backed up, you can see how well they're spread across Oregon. So Highway 20, of course, goes through Corvallis and Bend and captures those two recipients. There's only one city in the United States that has a Medal of Honor city and has one sign. It's Gainesville, Texas. Otherwise, there are no Medal of Honor cities in the United States, and there's no Medal of Honor highway longer than 118. Ours would be 450. So this is what you would have for a marker in a city where you have more than one recipient. This is Portland. There are 12 Medal of Honor recipients connected with Oregon. And I would like to make that, I'd like to talk to the people at Willamette National Cemetery and put it there, because four of them are buried there and the rest are associated with Portland. But that would be the place to put it. And I'd probably have to make it of granite, because everything is granite there. So it wouldn't be a highway sign. It wouldn't be wood or aluminum. It would have to be high. It would have to meet whatever standard that entity wants. If it's the city of Richland, where John Holcomb is buried, they would probably, whatever they want for materials and design, we would have to coordinate that with them. It may not be an ODOT job. ODOT may not have the capability to do granite or something like that. So that's why the 2100A should provide a provision of some sort that would let my foundation or the veterans groups themselves do that job that ODOT would normally do on highways. So I think we need some clarity in that. This is a marker in Idaho. It's the only marker like this in the United States, and that's at a turnout. It's not a highway sign. It's at a turnout. There's the turnout. And it has the three medals. It has all the names, 13 names, but it doesn't have all 46 names. And it's on a short highway. But they have one of those, two of those in turnouts, and they have two smaller intermediate signs.
What's a turnout?
Pardon?
Oh, Mr. Chair, what's a turnout?
A turnout is where you can just pull off the side of the road and not be in the traffic. It's not a rest area.
Oh, yes, I got it.
And there's a viewpoint. There's some gorgeous viewpoints on Highway 20, one between Bend and Sisters, for instance, that would be a gorgeous place. And there are other places that ODOT, in fact, provides those turnout markers and rest area markers. So we would want to put some of those signs in rest areas and turnouts, as ODOT has recommended. And we would just show the three medals and the names and the criteria for getting the Medal of Honor and the QR code. So eight other states, legislatures in eight other states have designated Medal of Honor highways, but none of them are border to border, and none of them honor every one of the states. They're only for individual recipients. For instance, there they are. There's one person name, and it's not, and you can see they've got images of the Medal of Honor on their signs. And those are highway signs, except for the upper left-hand corner is a turnout sign. So those veterans, whoever installed those signs, were able to get approval by the federal highway people to include medals, images of the three different medals of honor on their signs, just as we did in Oregon with the Purple Heart Trail. We were able to get, ODOT was able to get federal highway approval to put the Purple Heart medal on the signs. If enacted into law, HB 2100A2 and HCR 1 together will honor Oregon's 26 Medal of Honor recipients and create two more firsts in our nation, a 450-mile border-to-border highway honoring all of the state's Medal of Honor recipients, any future recipient, and any recipients traveling on US 20 and a Medal of Honor city or community for every Medal of Honor recipient connected with Oregon now and in the future. So if Bruce Crandall from Washington comes down, he was a Huey pilot in Vietnam, Medal of Honor. If he were to come down and travel on U.S. Highway 20, he's honored. Every Medal of Honor recipient who travels our highway is honored. And I have kept the Medal of Honor Foundation, Medal of Honor Society up to date in hopes of promoting this across the United States. I think if we set a high enough standard, people say, let's go the Oregon way. We shouldn't set a standard that someone can beat. Beyond honoring Medal of Honor recipients, our objective in the two measures is to educate the public on the history and uniqueness of the Medal of Honor, as the medal is indeed a very rare award and seen by very few. As there are only 76 Medal of Honor recipients from all wars living in our nation today, including Mr. Maxwell, it is rare indeed that the public will ever personally meet a recipient. I hope Bob recovers to the point where we can be here for the Senate floor vote. He was here for the House floor vote, and then his health turned south on him a little bit. I could tell you about how impressed students are in high schools through the character development program that Representative Wisnett is interesting pursuing in another session, but it's been adopted in 40 states. And it's how high school and middle school children can use some of the concept, what we call the column, the principles, honor, courage, commitment, integrity, sacrifice, and patriotism, how they can use those attributes in everyday life. And these attributes are passed on from Medal of Honor recipients. So if I'm in a high school class and a teacher, and I have 25 kids out here, I show them a six-minute video of Mr. Maxwell during World War II. And then I ask the kids to fill in a block, write in the word courage, and then on the upper left-hand corner, what did he do to demonstrate courage? In the lower left-hand corner, what have you done to demonstrate courage? Upper right-hand corner, an antonym, lower right-hand corner, synonym. Pass the papers around, the teacher moderates the class, and after a while, the kids say, I now know something about courage as learned from Medal of Honor recipients. So that's another program we'd like to pursue down the road. But when these Medal of Honor recipients go off to conventions, They're not locked up in a hotel room. They go, every one of them goes to a school. Mr. Maxwell's met thousands and thousands of kids all over the United States going to schools during conventions. So he loves doing that. And but what we have to do is if we want to put a Medal of Honor city marker, let's pick a place in Medford. Or let's pick Oak Ridge. First Sergeant Maximo Yabes was killed in Vietnam. Okay, he went to Oak Ridge High School. He dropped out. Went to Eugene, signed up, sent him to Vietnam. But the city and the American Legion built a beautiful memorial to him in Greenwaters Park, the city park. Granite column, bronze bust of him. Why wouldn't we put his Medal of Honor city marker there? So I'd have to get approval from the city to do it. And I'd have to meet their criteria for what it would look like. Would it be a bronze thing? Would it be granite? Would it be wood? Where would it go? So is that an ODOT function or my function? So that's why I think in the bill we need some clarity as to who does what when it comes to the markers in the cities and the communities. Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs operates a veterans home in the Dalles. Okay? Our friend Stan Adams from Bend lived there and died there. His uniform's there. His Medal of Honor's there. He's buried at Willamette, and the building is named for him. Next door is a VA clinic. Lauren Kaufman, Army First Sergeant, was killed in the Korean War, Medal of Honor. Why wouldn't we put their markers near their buildings? So that means we'd have to get ODVA approval and that sort of thing. So what would they require us to use for materials and design? So we would come up with a design and try to get approval of it. So if we were to put this all together, the two bills together, it's going to cost about $30,000, and I have to go raise it. And I've already raised $70,000 for the other highways. No taxpayer money was used. ODOT performed beautifully. They work well for coordination and installations and even the dedication ceremonies they attended. So we have to come up with another $25,000 to $30,000. In conclusion, the Ben Harris Foundation, we drafted the bills. We asked for the legislators for support, Representative Wisnant, Representative Huffman, of course, and Senator Tim Knope, and they've been with us for years and years on these highway programs. So this is the last. This is the last time I will request a bill for honoring veterans with highway signs. I've got other things I'm going to do, but this is the last of the highways. Started 12 years ago, and here we are. So we appreciate your support. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them. I think, see if I've got all of them. Yep, end of the slideshow.
Representative, you're on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, honorable committee members. What else can I say? This man has no stop in him. I'm sure he'll be back. He says he won't be back, but I think he'll be back. It's a real honor to be a friend and a comrade of Lieutenant Colonel Tobiasen. But all of us know he doesn't do this without his wife's support. So he would not spend this time and effort. Dick's done an unbelievable job in recognizing our veterans. The last 2 days I've recognized two soldiers with concurrent resolutions in the Bend area. One today was First Lieutenant Justin Wilkins, who died in 2000. He was graduated from the academy in 2005 and was killed in 2008. It was really rough for his parents. His parents came today. He was Air Force Academy grad and got involved in an accident in the Horn of Africa. The chair knows that we have some really special ops people over there in Africa. I've been working for a long time to try to help in that situation. So, but what Colonel Tobiasen does is unbelievable, the time and effort he puts in it. So I would really hope and encourage the Senate to thank him, and let's move these bills forward. He'll be back. I'm sure he'll be back.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there anyone else that wants to testify on HB 2100? Just for the record, Council, would you
run through HCR 1?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't finish my last paragraph.
Okay.
Because you did ask if I was going to cover all four, and I said I would. So, so you have before you HCR 9 and 10. So I did skip through some things, so I shouldn't have done that. We also support HCR 9 honoring Mr. Maxwell. as he has been a longtime director of Menteiros Foundation and inspired all who meet him to support and honor our veterans, the flag of our nation, and educate our youth on American history. We also support HCR 10, commending the Menteiros Foundation for its many veterans and first responder projects over many years. All members of the foundation serve enthusiastically and without pay. I can submit a report of the 35 veterans projects that we have finished. This one isn't finished. This one's starting. We've raised almost $900,000. The bulk of it has been taking those World War II veterans to Washington to see the memorials. We're completing that program in June because we've lost 97% of all 16 million veterans who served in World War II are gone. 152,000 from Oregon. We only have 13,000 left. So someone is going to have to take over our program and do the Korean War and Vietnam veterans because they deserve to be honored also. Thank you.
Thank you. Council, just for clarity, would you run through HCR 1, 9, and 10? Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, HCR 1 is a measure that designates 11 Oregon cities Medal of Honor cities or communities, and the Dash 2 amendment changes the number of wards from 7 to 8, changes the number of communities associated with a recipient from 11 to 12, adding Oak Ridge to the list of communities. HCR 9 recognizes and honors technician 5th grade Robert Dale Maxwell for his long and faithful service to his country. It was notable, and I believe Mr. DeBayan must have mentioned he is the our nation's oldest living Medal of Honor recipient. If that wasn't clear, it should be. And HCR 10 is the measure that commends the Menteiros Foundation for its work recognizing Oregon's veterans.
Is there anybody else that wants to testify on
2100, HCR 1, HCR 9, or HCR 10? Okay, colleagues and members and representative, the good representative wasn't here. We'll carry all the bills forward. The record stays open for a week if someone wants to submit information. And we'll look at these bills next week.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
With that, I'm going to close the public hearing on 2100, 1, 9, and 10. And colleagues, it's 24 minutes before the hour of 1600, and I'm sure you all have something to do. So with that, we are adjourned.